You're listening to the F.C. Tucker Bloomington Realtors House to Home Show on WGCL, proudly sponsored by Menards on Liberty Drive in Bloomington and Panama Property Service. Make one call for your home improvement needs. Call Panama Property Service, PPS, at 812-369-9696. And now, your hosts, Nancy Baldwin and Brian Thompson.
Hello, and welcome to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin with Harold Fish Mechanical and Building Solutions, and my co-host is Brian Thompson with F.C. Tucker Bloomington Realtors. Hello.
Hello there.
How are you?
Great, how are you?
I am fabulous.
Fabulous.
It's a fabulous day. One day I'm going to say I'm really depressed.
Yeah, you're gonna. It'll be a sad day.
No.
We'll have a sad subject.
That would be sad.
That would be sad.
Yeah. Well, we're not going to have a sad subject today. We're going to have Clay Holstrom with CNH Lawn and Landscaping. Welcome.
Thank you, guys. I'm glad to be here.
We're excited because you are a newbie. You're new to the show.
This is my first time.
I thought you'd been on before. Yeah,
she kept saying that. I'm like, I don't think so, but okay. Hey, yeah. I could have been
gone. I think it's because I've seen you at so many home shows and stuff. I've talked to you, so I think that's why.
Sure.
Because you've done three or four now?
Yeah, I think this is our third home show, we've been in it for 3 years now.
Yeah.
Cool.
And it's always a good experience, and there's a lot of good contractors, and it's always a good time. So.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, that was back in the winter. Now it's summer.
It's summer,
and the grass is growing, and you are very busy.
Yes, it's a busy time of the year. Everything's in full swing. Doing a lot of landscape installs, irrigation jobs, hardscape jobs, basically anything with your yard. We're doing it right now. So,
wow. Well, tell us a little bit about how you started CNH Landscape.
This is our 10th year in business.
Wow. You don't look old enough to have a business 10 years ago.
Surprisingly, I started at a very young age.
Good for you.
Yeah, I started when I was 16.
Very cool.
And we've just built the business about every year. Mm-hmm. We grow more and more every year. It's been a really cool experience. Bloomington's a great community to work in and to be a part of. And, we've been extremely blessed, to be where we're at. And to, like I said, we're very fortunate to have Bloomington as, our main
hub.
Yeah. Definitely.
In other words, he'll go further if you need him to. probably not too much further, but further.
Yeah.
So you probably started out mowing lawns as a kid? Is that how this started?
I started mowing yards with a push mower.
A
push mower.
What's that?
No, my mom and dad told me if I wanted something, I better go out and work for it.
Yeah,
so
good for them.
I got a really good family, very good role models. The company now, I actually employ my mom, my dad, my brother, Cole. They are a huge part of why we are successful.
Sure.
And,
awesome.
Very fortunate to have them.
So then after you did your lawns, then you started expanding. I'm sure people, I know my husband used to have a lawn and landscape business as well. And you start mowing lawns and then they're like, but can you remove that?
Yeah, it always leads to another thing. And mowing is just a tiny little piece of what we do now.
Yeah.
Our main focus, or probably our biggest services now, are the hardscapes. We do a lot of retaining walls, patios, basically outdoor living.
Sure. I was going to say outdoor kitchens are
outdoor
big
kitchens,
right now.
Yeah.
Huge thing. Yeah.
We do a lot of that, do a lot of fire pits.
Those are also really popular right now.
Mm-hmm. Everybody's wanting the outdoor living experience right now. And that's what we love to do is to design build. We do a lot of irrigation, landscape installs as far as plants, design, all that stuff as well. Mm-hmm. So
you can design it too.
Yeah.
People can call you and say, we'd love to do something out here, but I have no aesthetic for what it should have or if this plant can grow in the shade or in the sun.
We've got a great knowledge and experience with landscape design and install. We've got a computer program design that basically we can take a picture of your house and plug in plants so you know exactly what it looks like.
I always love those things.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're always cool, though you can kind of get an idea of what it's going to look like.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Because people can't imagine a lot of times, especially when you buy small plants. Mm-hmm. And they go, okay, in 2 years it's going to look like this. Right. Or in 4 years it's going to look like this. So
yeah, we do a lot of that. We've even branched out. We'll do jobs all across really Indiana. We've done a lot of work with a lot of the universities across Indiana with some of the bigger, big-time contractors.
Nice.
But our main core of work is right in Bloomington.
Sure, right.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, it's always I enjoy doing what I do every day, and I think it shows.
I'm sure it's very hot out there, too. I hope you're safe and that you drink a lot of water.
Yes, we always try and be cautious on the weather, and you always got to take care of your body, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So tell us a little bit about, you know, you said some of the services, you do a lot of hardscapes, meaning, you know, like you said, patios and outdoor kitchens and fire pits. I think fire pits are probably the biggest rage right now in outdoor stuff because people want to have that outdoor experience, but they also want it to stay safe. And to me, a real fire pit, not just something that you dug in the ground and put some wood in, is much safer when it's surrounded by pavers and
definitely. I mean, usually most of the fire pits we install, there's going to be a metal ring, and then we wrap those metal rings with a stone, and that could be a veneer stone or a block, you know, a dry stack block. But
and I'm sure you have a lot of places that you're, or you know, you have a vendor that helps you with different selections.
We have, and a lot of times when I come out, usually it's my brother or myself will come out and consult and give the customer ideas, and we've got a big portfolio book that with all the jobs we've done, and also product guides too to kind of get people ideas and, you know, show the product to people so they know what they're kind of getting.
Yeah, and I was going to say, I'm sure that when a customer calls you, they've probably got something in their head.
They do, yeah.
And you probably hear all the time, well, my neighbor has this.
Yep.
Right, at my friend's house, they had that, and I'd really like that. So you're sent over there to look at it and figure out if it can work for them.
And that's another thing, too. We actually opened up a garden center.
Awesome.
Yeah, last year we opened up our garden center. It's over on Vernal Pike, 4388 West Vernal Pike.
Uh-huh. Okay, yeah.
And we've actually we built displays, patios, water features, a lot of cool stuff that gives people ideas. So if you need ideas, that'd be the place to come, you know, and we can.
And people can also take pictures with their phones.
Oh,
sure.
I
know some of the neatest things I see are when you travel. You're in a hotel or resort or something, and it's like, oh, my God, this is so cool. If we could do this, you know, on a smaller scale, wouldn't that be really cool to have in your backyard?
Yeah, I agree 100%. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm sure people do that, too. They take a picture and show you email you. Yep. Or.
And that's usually the easiest thing for me is if the customer knows or has an idea of kind of what they want, then I can elaborate on that and come up with an idea that fits their budget and their needs as well.
Yeah, because that was the second thing I was going to say is usually the things we see we really can't afford. And so can you work with somebody's budget and say, well, this one's got this kind of stone. And you've given me X amount of dollars and we probably can't get that done for that. But
we can do
something comparable.
That's probably the hardest thing is figuring out a customer's budget. Because I always want to give the customer the best possible backyard paradise, and sometimes I'll go over the top and they're like, well, that's way out of budget, you know, so
oops.
Then you can scale back
but we scale back it's usually a process of where we meet two or three times before we get something figured out.
Well, and the other thing is that you can do it in phases.
Definitely.
You can say we can do this first and then we can add this next and that makes it a little bit more doable
for people
rather than laying out that money right up front.
Yeah.
And I think any good landscape project actually does take time.
Oh, it does.
It doesn't, because you want it to grow and mature and to see how it looks
before
you start adding too much. So we're going to take a quick break. But when we come back, we'll talk more to Clay Holstrom from CNH Lawn and Landscaping.